nice enough to join us now for a few minutes is my buddy, Rajiv Miraj. Rajiv, it's Anthony and Jude. Welcome to the Equine Forum.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on. Good morning. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. Coming along nicely.
All right. You're still down in Florida, correct?
Yes. I'm doing my rehabilitation in Florida, recovering, and so I'm down here.
You've been making quite a bit of progress over the last few months. Talk about it a little bit and tell us where you're headed.
Yeah, well, I've come a long way from the injury. It was, like we talked about before, it was a severe injury, and I've come a real long way in this road of recovering, and I still have a little way to go, but it definitely looks positive right now for me. At the moment, I'm still in rehabilitation, but also going to the gym and getting fit at the same time. So there's definitely some good steps forward.
Went down the day after your birthday last year, July 10th, several spinal injuries. In the beginning, I know we had spoken a few months after it had happened on the air. You came on, and you had mentioned being a little down, you know, not really in the swing of the sport and watching the races. You and I spoke for a little while on Thursday. That's changed now. Paying a lot more attention. What did you think about this Triple Crown trail?
Well, as from a spectator's point of view, since I was a spectator this year, it was very exciting with the Triple Crown. It's funny because you were talking about Karen, and it was great for me to just sit back and watch the races and see a bunch of my friends participating and having good chances to win and cheering them on from the outside. And as far as the races go, it was good. Some great horses competing on the racetrack with Nyquist and Exaggerator and Creator. It made for a good Triple Crown series, I thought. Three different horses winning. It just showed the competitive nature of the sport and made it very exciting.
It was so great to see you down at Gulfstream this winter and actually going to the races and cheering on your relatives' horses and stuff, because I know it's sometimes hard when you can't ride to go to the track, but you really seem to enjoy yourself this winter, and I was really pleased to see that.
Thank you. It's really hard subconsciously, no matter how much I try to be positive and stuff, you know, subconsciously it's hard because you can't really get to do what you love doing, in my case, which is going out and riding and being able to participate in the races. But at least I can go. I'm lucky enough that I can go and see the races and still enjoy the sport from a different aspect, even though it's not in my preferred way. But I still love horse racing, and I love to see my family do good, like you say. And they're all active down here in Florida, so it gives me a good reason to go to the track and support them and cheer them on and enjoy the races.
You know, few people root harder for you than I do to see you back in the saddle one day soon, hopefully. That became a little more important for me after I listened to the Dubai World Cup coverage here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, because I would like to keep my job for a few more years, and I don't want you stealing it from me, because you were very good with us here for Dubai World Cup night. So I need you to get healthy, and I need you to get back so I can have some job security here at HRRN, Raj.
Well, you're one of the best at what you do. You don't have to worry about me. I might be one of them one-hit wonders, you know?
I don't know.
my next time on the air, I might flop really bad.
I don't think
you're
so.
You're bouncing next time? You think you're going to bounce next time?
Yeah, I might bounce.
You've had plenty of time to recover from that radio show. You could run well fresh anytime. So it was great. Yeah. It was great having you on. We really enjoyed it. I think, you know, between the two of us, Anthony and I are literally your two biggest fans. And maybe we have to include Graham Motion in there, but he would look like a slice of ham on a French roll if you put the three of us together. And but between those three guys, they're always in your corner, and it was so much fun to do the show with you. We really had a blast.
Oh, I had a blast. I couldn't have spent my Dubai day any better than with you guys on the air, you and Mike. And it was a great experience for me as well to have a different, to try something new, I guess.
We're talking with Rajiv and Raj. Raj, walk us through a day, through a typical day in rehab for you right now.
Well, a typical day in rehab is like a hour session a day, and when I start, it's right now it's a lot of light core building exercises and light weights and squats, stuff like that that will build your core, strengthen your core, because what the doctors try to do right now is get the core strong to stabilize the spine, I guess. And once your core is strong, you get a better stability in your spine, and that, you know, that makes it all stronger. And they just do a lot of different exercises to try to build the core. Once I get over that hump where my core is strong and stuff, they'll start to intensify the workout. But for now, pretty much it's just all core building exercises.
How time consuming is it?
It's not really time consuming. Honestly, because I'm only doing a couple sessions a week and hour sessions, more of the rehabilitation has to be done away from what they're giving me there at the rehab center. So I have to come home and I do Pilates and other exercises, and plus I go to the gym and also do more exercises to try to get stronger faster and get my body in good health. So if I go by the pace of the rehab that they're providing for me, it's going to be a super long process, and it's not the it's not going to get me anywhere that I need to be. So I'm having to do a lot of other stuff on the side on my end of it.
Do you get to go swimming at all?
Yes. Well, that helps a lot with mobility. So I have a swimming pool at my house in Florida, so I've been using that and going swimming as a part of my rehab.
Any plans to come north at all during Saratoga?
I really don't have any immediate plans of coming to Saratoga, but, I don't know where it's going to take me. Depends on how my healing goes. I'm feeling very good at the moment. So, you know, at this point, I don't know what to expect in my health. I don't want to put anything in front of me and then be disappointed. So I just kind of go with it day to day, and that's how I kind of treat my life. Take it day by day right now. So I don't know. If I feel good, I might go to Saratoga for a little bit to get on horses. I don't know. Maybe.
That would be exciting.
It's good to. That would be great. It's good to hear you in good spirits, and take care of yourself and get yourself better. And we can't wait to see you. And believe me, I look forward to the day when I get to cash a ticket on Rajiv Miraj or curse you out for getting one beat. I can't wait for it to happen. And just take you apart on the radio.
Either way, it won't be the first time. Either way, it won't be the first time. I'm sure you've had cash tickets on me, and I'm sure you have cursed me out. So.
I have many, many times on both ends, my friend. Raj, before we let you go, you know, I gotta ask, you keeping that poker game tight?
Yeah. I mean, with so much time on my hands, I got to be doing something, right?
So, yeah, I'm not surprised. Really, I'm not surprised what something right is. Now. All right. All right. Well, I look forward to those. That's the third thing I look forward to doing: cashing a ticket, berating you, and beating you at the hold'em table.
That's all right.
Three. Good luck with
I
the
think
third
all
one.
Three. All three is going to happen.
Raj, one get day. Well. Keep getting
thank
better.
You, thank
Stay
you,
well. Man. Stay in touch. We'll talk to you soon. We'll get you back on down the line soon. Regards to Angie and everyone, and keep getting better, buddy.
Thank you, and thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate talking to you guys, and it's always a